Penguin Audio presents The Wishmaker by Ali Sethi. Read by Firdaus Bamji. Part 1. Chapter 1. The clouds approached from below and went upward and onwards until they'd left behind the view. It was of the turf, grey turning to green and brown, a mosaic that now grew zones and roads, and began to show the specks, expanding into vehicles, that were moving and heading in the pale morning light to destinations of their own. Nassim was at the airport. She stood near the railing with her small, stout form pressed ahead into the bars. Her feet were placed solidly apart. She was trying to thwart the pushing crowds, trying to dominate the commotion with the square cardboard sign that was held above her head. It said my name, Mr. Zaki Shirazi, in my mother's assertive handwriting. I waved. Nassim saw. She lowered the cardboard and grinned. Salam, Nassim. She embraced me and tried to take my suitcase. Don't worry, Nassim. No. I followed her outside. The air was moist and cold, and the sky was smothered. The new airport had a beige exterior, the old one was white, and was planted with advertisements in the car park. We went past a sign for a restaurant chain, then a live screen that was showing an ad for a new brand of toothpaste. The ad was soundless. It ended with a splash of color and started up again. "It's not that cold," I said. "You're right," said Nassim. "It's not." The car was in the last row. A man was waiting inside, a young and relaxed-looking man with his knees drawn.